Well, if you want to try the ultimate experience of frustration, try to be a leader in some area and try to please all of the people. You're going to soon discover you're trying to accomplish something that is impossible. If you're trying to find meaning and fulfillment in leadership, you're looking in the wrong place. If the motive for wanting to be a leader is because you want the applause of all the people, then you're chasing after the wind. If ever there's a man who understood the lonely, empty feeling of leadership, it was Solomon. If ever there were a king who understood leadership without a real focus on God, it was Solomon. In fact, J. Vernon McGee said in these verses, Solomon is describing himself. So no matter who the leader is, no matter how great the leader is, trying to find meaning in leadership under the sun is something that will leave you empty, and it's going to be a chasing after the wind. The only way being a leader makes any sense whatsoever is if God is at the center of that leadership. So it's better to be poor, young, and wise rather than powerful, old, and foolish. Look at verse 13 of chapter 4. Better was a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who no longer knew how to take advice. That Hebrew word for the boy there is one that does not just refer to a boy, but to a young man. And that term wise refers to a wisdom that reaches an intelligent, crafty, and skillful level. The term poor talks about one that is at a poor and wretched level, that it's one of the absolute poverty and misery. Here's the point. It's better to be a young and poor, wretched level of poverty and have a crafty understanding of the word of God than to be old, powerful king who no longer knows how to receive instruction, doesn't listen to advice. The Hebrew word for instruction is the word warning, specifically admonition or warning from the word of God. So typically speaking, especially in the Old Testament, wisdom is said to develop in age. In fact, according to Levitical law, the aged were to be honored, which is part of reverencing for God. However, sometimes God takes away the wisdom of those who are older. Sometimes God takes away an older person's ability to discern his word. And when an older person does not discipline himself to obey the word of God, God can and will allow a younger person to know more than an aged person. So look who the really rich person is. It's the one who's wise with the word of God. The one who is really rich is the one who knows how to look into the word of God and receive instruction from its warnings and teachings. And if one knows how to look into the word and can discover and knows how to receive its teachings, no matter what the age, that person is truly rich. And sometimes the poor and young will be raised to a great level of power. Look at verse 14. For he went from person or prison to the throne, though in his own kingdom he had been born poor. It's possible Solomon was thinking about his own dad. David was a poor, humble shepherd boy who ultimately became king of Israel. At 4, which begins the verse 14, gives one reason why the poor yet wise man of verse 13 is better than the old and foolish king. The one who ultimately becomes a powerful leader is the one who is able to look into the word of God and understand its instruction. You see, God raises up people who know his word. And when new leadership comes to power, people tend to rally around it. Look at verse 15. I saw all the living who move about under the sun, along with that youth who was to stand in the king's place. It's a difference that when a new leader replaces an old leader, the people tend to throng to the side of the new leader. Got a commentator that says this, for a time, our new young king enjoys all the glory that he could desire. He had a following. All acclaim as the man of the hour. They support him. In reality, only those will entirely pin their hopes on him who are persons under the sun. This is such who do not recognize the true and abiding values. All people focused on the sun love a change in leadership. It doesn't matter to this crowd whether that leadership is biblical or not. They just want change of leadership. And biblical leadership is not an anything goes leadership. Therefore, people whose focus is under the sun especially like it when biblical leadership is gone. And the word of God is clear that those who try to change God-honoring leadership will experience this sudden calamity. And for a while, the people will rally around any change of leadership because in their minds, any change is good. But what these people don't realize is new leadership will soon become old leadership and it will eventually lose its popular shine. And when all is said and done, eventually people will not be happy with any leader. Look at verse 16. There's no end of all the people, all the whom he led, yet those who come later will not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and a striving after wind. An old saying about leadership, leaders must want the applause of the people, but they must never need the applause of the people. People focused under the sun are never happy with leadership focused above the sun. And we live in a time in which people will speak out against leadership and say anything they want, even though that's contrary to the word of God. People who do this will never please God, and they will never be happy. And frankly, there's not much happiness in the job of a leader. So if the leader is trying to find meaning and fulfillment in that leadership, they'll discover that they're chasing after the wind. It's very lonely at the top. In fact, the only thing that makes sense of leadership when it's so detested is a focus above the sun.